Misa. Rashi says, Lechaiva Misa Lebolov. For Lechaiva Misa, maybe the Pasuk some teach us that the owner of this shawl that went and killed the person, in other words, the owner did not watch his shawl, so maybe the owner is Taka Chayiv Misa. That's enough from here. Like Pshuta Kamikra, that the owner is Chayiv Misa. Not for the Hekish, but it comes to teach us that the owner himself is Chayiv Misa. So Mar says, in came of that bit of Psham the Pasuk, Lichtav, let the Pasuk say, Vegam the Olov, and also the owner. That's all. That's all should have said, Lichtav, it didn't have to say anything more. Since it says, Vegam the Olov, you must, it's a Pradrosha. So Mar says, no, Ikos of Rachman, the Pasuk would have said, Vegam the Olov, Habimina would have thought to say, Beskilo, that maybe just like the shore gets Gilo, the same way the owner also gets Gilo. So if I need the Pasuk to say, Vegam the Olov, you must, to say, no, that the owner gets his own Misa. So Mora says, "Biskila sakat aita." Could you think like that? That the owner should get skila kotel ihu b'sayif. If one person goes and kills another person, he's only chayif b'sayif. They kill him back with a sword. Memoima b'skila. Now, if Yeshua went and killed another person, is that a svara that the owner, even on the tzad that he's chayif misa, is that a svara that he should be chayif more than if he himself would kill somebody? So how could you say half a minute he's chayif skila? Mor says no. The Dilma may be hide the curse of Rachamani Yumas. You know why the Pasuk says the word Yumas here is liakuliyalei, to make it confident, to make it easy for him. Liafuke misayif lechenek. In other words, true. The Pasuk would have just said vegambu olav and yishtok. I would have thought to say that true, the owner has to get misa, but I would know avad it's not biskila, it's only besayif. Now that the Pasuk says vegambu olav Yumas. Maybe the extra word Yumas is to teach us that not Saif, he does not get Saif, but rather he gets with a Kal, an easier Misa of Chenek, the only choking. So more says depends. That's good if you say Chenek is more Chomer. El Laman the Yama Chenek kill, Chenek is kill. Mike Lamema, what could you say? Well, we come to try and answer our question. Our question was, how do you know to say Gambul of Yomas? Just means to teach us that the shor needs a bezin of 23 and not that the owner really gets misa. Maybe the owner really gets misa. So the question was, what type of misa? Why does it say the gambul of ball of yumas? So he answered, it means to take down the misa, not from a sayif, but rather make it kal to give him a chenik. So that's a kasha. So Gemara says, I have an answer for this. That honich, it's good we have an answer for this. Laman di yama chenik homer. The chenik is more strict. So if it's tam misa is besayif, so you can't say now the pasuk is saying the gambol of yumas to say that he doesn't get sayif, but instead he gets chenik. If chenik is more strict, so madach when he himself kills, he only gets sayif. If he sure kills, should he get chenik? There's no svara. So that's where it's good. Why the pasuk does not mean to say that the owner gets misa, but rather just to come and teach us that the sure needs a bezin of 23. But Eloman di Yama Chenek kill. According to Man Yama, it says no. Chenek is more kal. It's a simple misa than sayif. So Mike Lamema, what can you say? Like maybe the pasuk means to teach us that true the owner gets misa, but the pasuk is coming to be make it kill easy for him. That not that he gets the regular sayif, the chomadik misa, but he gets only chenek, a more kal, a more simple misa. So Mor says, "Lo sagadarka." Still, no, I cannot think to say the pasuk really means to say that the owner should get misa, because the pasuk says, "In kaifa yushas olav," that we put money, we put kaifa, that the owner has to pay kaifa, has to pay the value, either the main nizik or the main mazik, but the owner of the shore has to pay kaifa, has to pay money. Now, if you want to tell me bar kotlehu that really the owner is supposed to be killed, is a chiv misa upon him. If so, how could we let him pay money and free himself? I've walked through, the Pasuk says, Loisikhu koifer lenefes rotseach, that where a person killed somebody and he's supposed to be killed, he has a chiv misa upon him, we do not let him pay and be free, but rather we have to kill him. So over here, if he's really chayiv misa, the owner of the shor, what does the Pasuk say in koifer yuchas olav that he has to pay money here? So Mor says, Adarab, but just the opposite. Mishum hi gufa, kotol, I'll tell you there's a big difference, true, that when he himself kills somebody, then the Pasuk says that he has to be killed, the person, and he can't free himself with money. Ela b'kotlo, only if we kill him. But kotl shoyroi, But in a case where the person sure kills somebody else, so true, Mikra Adin, the owner is also Chayiv Misa. But in such a case, the Pasuk is Mekel and says, Lufrak Nashi B'Mamoinai. That's the Pasuk in Kleif Yishas Olov. Then the case where you sure killed somebody, then if you pay money, if you pay the Kleif, that frees you from Misa. But still, maybe the Pasuk has come to teach us that really the owner is Chayiv Misa. So how do we know to say that the shore needs a bezin of 23? Maybe in Bol of Yumas, it means we have to zechi of Misa upon the owner if he doesn't pay Kaifa. Moi says, Elo am Mechizki, if Mechizki says, V'chein ton, the Mechizki, they also learned that it's based on Medrash of Chizki, O Makro, the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas Hamake Retzeach. Who? That we kill him because he killed somebody. So we dash in our Retzichosoi Atahogoi. You only kill a person if he himself killed somebody. But via Tahorgo, you do not kill him. Aratzichashur, if it's only his shore that killed somebody, then we do not kill him. So that's the raya to say that Avada, the owner, does not have a chi of Misa. But rather the Pasuk of Agam Bal of Yulmos only comes to teach us that the Misa Hashur also needs a bezin of 23. Now the Gemara says, Yiboylu have a question like this. Shor Sinai Bekama. And the Har Sinai, where there was an Issa and Azorah, Behemah should not come near the Har. What's going to be if one of a Behemah, Shekorv or Lahar, beyond at the time when the Shechina was there, that the Pasuk says in Behemah Mish Lo Yichya. So we have to kill the Behemah. So the question is, how much of a Bezdin do we need to kill the Behemah? So Mora says, Mi Gomar Shor Mi Doris, we learn out that one time from Doris, that you need a Bezdin of 23. Eloi, maybe not. Maybe then you don't want out from other places, you're enough for three. Toshima, come in here. The Tony Rami by Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, in Behema Inish Lo Yichya. Ma Ish Bechav Gimel, Af Behema Bechav Gimel. Just like a person needs Chav Gimel, who was in the Behem, even by Sinai, also needs a Bezin of 23 to Paskin. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ari V'Hazayt, the same thing of Ari, a lion, or a zev, or a wolf, does animal, also you need a bezin of 23 to kill them. If they kill somebody. Omer Rash Lakish, for who shehem nisoi, it's we're talking about that they killed the person. If they killed the person, then we need a bezin of 23 to kill them. Avol loy hem nisoi loy. But if, otherwise, if they did not kill somebody, they already did damage, then we do not need a bezin of 23. Al Muksov, what do you see we hold? That Yesh Lehem Tarbus, that we see that they could be tamed, and therefore only if they killed somebody, then we kill them. But if they did not kill anybody, we do not have to kill them. V'yesh Lehem Bailam, and also there's an owner to them. Somebody can own them. Because if nobody owns them, then even if they kill somebody, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Rabbi Yechonim says no. Afar Pi Shelehem Misa, even though a lion or a zev, a wolf, did not kill anybody, still there's a mitzvah to kill them. Alma, what do we see? Kesavri, he holds Eim Lehem Tarbus. It's not possible to tame them. And the Eim Lehem Bailam, there's no honor to them. And therefore, you're not allowed to grow them. And therefore, you're supposed to kill them. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yechonim Apokash Lehem Yisun, Rabbi Yechonim Apokash Lehem Yisun, Rabbi Yechonim Apokash Lehem Yisun, and verse of the Bible, we see. Tanam, we learned, Rabbi Yechonim Apokash Lehem Yisun, whoever goes fast to kill them, it's Zorcha, it's a good thing to kill them. So Moses Bishleim, the Rabbi Yechon, good. Rabbi Yechon is very good. Lamai Zocha, what is the person Zoich, whoever kills them? Zocha Loiron. It means you'll have to keep the skin of them. In other words, there's no ownership to them. They're not shy to be tamed. And therefore, whoever kills them has a right to kill them. And if you kill them, you have a right to be Zoich, you can keep the skin. El Lerash Lokish, Lamai Zocha, what is he Zoicherin? By Kivin Shemisu, Shavinu Rabbonin, Kemanda Gomadinayu, V'Yisr Hanoninu. Once you kill them, it's like Bezdin Paskin, that they're also Bano, so what are you Zocho? So what's in the Chami? My Zocho, Zocho, L'Shemayim. Means you Zocho to the Shemayim, that's what it means to say. In other words, we're talking about a case where we know this Shor killed somebody, so the mitzvah, there's a Chiv mitzvah upon it, and whoever kills them, Zocho, they will make the mitzvah of killing out the Shor. So what says, Tani Kavos Lashlag, Rabinia Prut Rashlokish. Echad shor shehemis, whether a shor kills somebody, v'echad behemo, v'chayi shehemisu, v'chav gimel. If they kill a person, then in order to kill them, we need a bezin of 23. Mamash moni if they kill, if they do not kill, they're not. We have Lezer Weimer, shor shehem mispiesim v'shloisha. True. Or shor, an ox, when do we kill it? Only if it kills somebody else. For shar behem of a chaya, shemisu, but any other behem of a chaya that killed, kol hakoidim lahorgon, zocha behem l'shemayim. Whoever goes first to kill them, they're zocha l'shemayim. No, it's zocha oisa. They're doing stock, it's a good thing what they did. The proof to Rosh Lakish that says tam, that we only kill them if they killed somebody else, and when they killed somebody else, then the law is Yitak need a bezin of 23 to kill them. Now Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva also says, where's the kasher? Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakam, the Chur is saying the same law as the Tanakam. So Mor says, Zigibane al Nochish. Rabbi Kiva is adding on the law of Nochish. Rashi says the Tanakam, a choshev loy bahadi hanach, or boy chav gimel, a Nochish also needs a bezin of 23. Rabbi Kiva binich sri le kavosai bar minochish, but other animals he agrees need a bezin of 23 except a nochish. Kermina biar bovis nezikin nochish mud li'elam divri akil. Everybody holds like it's not shaykh a tarbas on him. Therefore, do not need a bezin. You kill him anyway. All right, turn over. Now the Mishnah says, "Ain donin, you're not done shevet unless you have a bezin hagadol." Or says, "Hi shevet the chotav mai." What kind of din Torah do we have to have upon a whole shevet? What type of an avera like did they do? Elaine, if you want to tell me shevet shecholas a Shabbos, that the shevet, a shevet of Klal Yisrael, was mechal a Shabbos. If that's the case over here, that they all together they did a chil a Shabbos. Pred Gemara, aim the polagrach mona ben yichidim lemerubim linyan avodas kechovim. When does the Torah make a difference between if a Yochid does an Avera or if a Rabbim does it, only the Avoid is Zorah, about near Hanidachas? There's a difference whether a Yochid does it, what type of punishment he gets, or whether the whole Siva does it. But the Bishar mitzvahs mi polik, but by any other mitzvah like by Chilu Shabbos, is there any difference in the Torah whether a Yochid or a Rabbim does it? Ella rather, the Pshat in our Mishnah is, B'shevet, we're talking about in a case where the Shevet Shehudach. They went into Avodah Zarah. So here's a shaila of Nir Hanidachas. Here's a shaila. You have to have a bezdin of Chav Gimel of Shivim V'Yachas. So Gemara says, "Lemeim, you want to tell me the bedina de Rabbim dainin leim that we give them halacha like a din of a Rabbim?" Rashi says, "The b'shevet sholem shudach. If the whole shevet together did the Avodah Zarah, we give them a din of a Rabbim, the din of like a din of Nir Hanidachas." The mikmerubim daninulei b'sayif. So we give them sayif. Is that true? The Gemara says, "Come on, who's our Mishnah go like? The chulu loyke Rabbi Yashia, the loyke Rabbi Yemisin. Our Mishnah is like neither of them. The Tanya would learn like this: Ad kamo is near Hanidachas. How many people in the city have to worship Avodah Zarah to give a din of near Hanidachas? Miyud v'yad kuf divrei Rabbi Yashia. From 10 people, less than 10 people is not called a near. Ad kuf until 100." And more than 100, Rashi says, is not called an ear anymore, that's called a tzibur. You have yenit and om, mikuf yad ruba. From 100 until a rover the shevet. Ruba is a shevet. Now, that filo rab yenit and loikom el a rubai. Only rover the shevet. Avakul lo yama, the whole thing he didn't see, he didn't say. Suzus man yama says the whole shevet. That the whole shevet does, it still does a din of ayin the echad. Morensis, omarath masna. Oh, you know, we're talking about over here.